and they had a hit song, Tequila. They were with Glenn Campbell in that group. But there was some other thing about them. I got to look it up. I forgot what it was. 8 o'clock on the noggin right now. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
The CBS News Radio Thanksgiving Day Special, presented by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We have breaking news from New England, where officials now say 9 people were killed in a fire at an assisted living facility last night. At least 30 were injured. Fall River, Massachusetts Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
Crews were met with heavy fire coming through the main entrance, and multiple people hanging out the windows looking to be rescued.
WPRI-TV's Joe Cortez is there.
A terrifying scene overnight. Multiple people could be seen from these windows screaming for help as the firefighters rushed in. Mayor Paul Coogan saying this morning that he is commending those firefighters for rushing in and rescuing victims from the upper floors.
About 70 people lived there. Many couldn't walk and needed to be carried out. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Fires are burning out of control this morning at the Grand Canyon. It destroyed a historic lodge. Correspondent Ian Lee from Fredonia, Arizona.
Fueled at times by 60-mile-per-hour winds, the fire has grown more than 40,000 acres at the north rim of the Grand Canyon.
He just called and said, you guys are in go mode. You need to get ready to leave.
Melinda Rich Marshall, who works at nearby Jacob Lake Inn, had to evacuate quickly after a deputy called.
There is a door jam that catalogs all of the heights, right? You know, like your parents do. Well, it was my granddad that did that. So I just went and I took a video of it.
Officials say 2 women were shot and killed during Sunday services at a Baptist church in Lexington, Kentucky. Police Chief Lawrence Weathers.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
He says the suspect shot and wounded a state trooper during a traffic stop beforehand, then hijacked a car and drove to the church. Officers killed the gunman. President Trump's expected to make an announcement today that the U.S. will send a new batch of weapons to Ukraine to punish Russia's President Putin for stepped-up drone and missile attacks.
We will send them Patriots, which they desperately need, because Putin really surprised a lot of people. He talks nice and then he bombs everybody in the evening.
More women than men still working from home, and experts say that comes with risks. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The disparity is wider than it was before the pandemic, as more women opt for remote work because of family responsibilities. Researchers told the Wall Street Journal that could impact learning opportunities and career advancement.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman with a quick news update. Wildfire smoke is continuing to cause those hazy skies today, and the air is expected to get more unhealthy to breathe throughout the day. That means it's a good day to limit time outdoors, especially if you have a heart or lung condition. 7-year-old Jamal White is safe after being kidnapped outside his Milwaukee home on Friday. Community members came together for a search, and in less than 24 hours, an Amber Alert was called off on Saturday after he was found 7 miles away. Officials say suspects are in custody, and the case has been handed over to the Milwaukee County DA. Kenosha officials are warning residents about a new scam. It involves fake invoices that appear to come from the city's planning commission, but actually direct payments to scammers. The city says these invoices often mention work that was never authorized, use official city logos, and include unfamiliar payment details to make them look more legitimate. People are advised not to pay and to report any suspicious invoices to city staff or police for investigation. And the city of Racine could be moving ahead with plans to add 3 new electric buses to replace some of its diesel fleet. The $4.5 million purchase, mostly funded by a federal clean vehicle grant, is going before the city council tomorrow. If approved, the city of Racine would buy them from a new manufacturer. The company that was originally approved is going bankrupt. The change means that instead of four buses, we'll get three. The additions would bring Ride Racine's electric fleet to an even dozen. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Shali Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the L.A. Clippers, 106-91 in summer league action. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he's had any contact with Giannis after all the roster changes they've made.
We talk to Giannis all the time. I'll go visit him after summer league. You know, there's a reason we don't really speculate or talk about any of this stuff ever. Entirely focused on our job. Our job is to build the best team that we can, present that to him, present the vision and the plan, and go and kick ass in the next season.
Baseball, the Brewers drafting five new players, three pitchers, two infielders. The draft continues today. Milwaukee beat the Nationals 8-1 to complete a three-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But Sal Frelick suffering a hamstring injury after sliding to catch a pop fly in foul territory.
You know, his hamstrings last week, he was feeling it a little bit and cautious and got treated for it. And then when he slid, he felt like it got worse. We recommended he come out of the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
I'm pretty dumb. Here's a story. I can prove it. If I need it, I prove it. Like everybody's like, no, we don't need proof. Here's my proof. Is when I was 15, my first job was in Nashville. It was at Opryland Theme Park, and I'm sitting eating lunch, and this couple sits down, and we start talking and stuff. I was like, I'm Nate, and the guy's like, I'm John. This is my wife, Jane, and their last name was Doe. So it was John and Jane Doe. And I was just like, that's the craziest thing. Like, what are the odds of that, you know? Like, that's so crazy. Cut to earlier this year, I'm 35, I'm driving, and I'm thinking about John and Jane Doe. And, you know, I was like, I bet they were lying to me about that. That's how long it took, 20 years, for me to catch on to a joke they wouldn't remember saying. I don't think they would remember it. They'd be like, maybe we did that? Well, it worked. It worked so good. I tried to Google them, because I was like, maybe they're not lying, you know? I'll find them and go talk to them. But I'm sad to report they were murdered. Yeah. 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 It's not good.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me in the mission, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
There you go, Johnny Rivers, Memphis. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So a YouTuber once bought an old nuclear missile silo in Nebraska, and it turned out to be his home. Yeah. His plan was to flip it, and now he's done renovating. He paid $550,000 for it last year. He recently put it on the market for $750,000. Nice profit. It was built by the Army Corps of Engineers to withstand a nuclear attack. The entire living space is actually in the old control room where they would have launched the missile. Now you can get into the silo through a tunnel. I've seen those silos when I was out in Nebraska. You can go there. You can actually go down in that room. I didn't go into this guy's house. But, you know, I don't know if I'd want to live there. But it's safe from a nuclear attack. You got to say that, right? All right. It's 8:12. Sunshine today. High is 85. Right now, sunny at 66 at Radio Park. It's time to look out my back door. Here's CCR.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magicians.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Dr. David's group. Give me some loving. 8:17 local news, timeless. It's WRGN. I know you're just coming off a weekend. I know how you feel.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
I know how you feel.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One-Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One-Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One-Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One-Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, payoff via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care.
Cascades, Rhythm of the Rain, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Look for sunshine today. Highs 85, 66 and sunny right now here at Radio Park. This is a really nice story. A woman in Alabama who is a recovering addict asked her boss if he'd show up at her custody hearing and testify to help get her kids back. Instead, he offered to shut down the entire company for the day so all 70 employees can go tell the judge how great she is. Turns out it wasn't necessary. She got custody again, but everyone's praising that boss for the offer. Isn't that nice? Whoa. I wonder if I can get Chris Morrow to close down the radio station for a day just to, you know, I don't know, testify on my behalf if I ever get in trouble. I'm sure he would. I hope I never get to that point. It's 824 at WRJM with the grassroots side. Wait a million years.
Yeah.
Four Seasons, working my way back to you, an old Spinners hit. And by the way, Frankie Valli, 90 years old, still performing with the Four Seasons. Isn't that something? It's exactly 8:30. Let's check our morning news now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. 7-year-old Jamal White has been found safe after a kidnapping outside his home on Friday. Community members organized a search, and less than 24 hours later, an Amber Alert was canceled after he was found 7 miles away. Police have conducted arrests and say they've referred charges to the Milwaukee County DA. A man is getting recognized as a Kenosha hometown hero. Sir Robert E. Ibsen spent 21 years in the U.S. Navy, and he earned multiple honors, including the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal for service in Vietnam. Later, he was the national president of the Danish Brotherhood and was even knighted by the Queen of Denmark. The city of Racine could be moving ahead with plans to add 3 new electric buses to replace some of its diesel fleet. The $4.5 million purchase, mostly funded by a federal clean vehicle grant, is going before the city council tomorrow. If approved, the city would buy from a new manufacturer. The one approved in 2023 is going bankrupt. The change means getting one fewer bus than originally planned, bringing Ride Racine's electric fleet to an even dozen. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime, at WRJN.com.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 84 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the upper 60s to near 70. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I have a niece and nephew. My nephew's a little baby. The other day, I was at my sister's house. That's where they live. And my nephew was taking a nap down the hallway, right? We're all drinking beers in the living room. We're a fun family. I get up. I'm like, I'm going to grab another beer. Does anybody need anything? My sister goes, hey, while you're up, could you check on the baby? I was like, I don't even know what that means. She goes, you know what I mean? Just go down there. Make sure he's still breathing and hasn't rolled out of bed. I was like, wait a minute. There's a chance that your baby is dead down the hallway? What? That's your parental system? Periodically dispatch a relative to see if your baby has passed away. I was like, hey, would you mind checking on the baby? Because I'm not sure how to come back here with possibly the worst news ever. I gotta walk back into a party with a fresh beer. Hey! I just checked on the baby. You may want to sit down for this. It's pretty serious.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl. Man that Brandy loved. He came
through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Not a one-hit wonder group, The Looking Glass. I actually had another song, Jimmy Loves Marianne. It wasn't as big as Brandy, but it was still a hit song for them. It's 8:36, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. So a former corporate chef at McDonald's says he once suggested an Egg McMuffin with hash browns as the bun. He said they would cause long lines. Said to him, it's going to cause long lines because restaurants couldn't make enough of them to keep up with the demand. Yeah. That's what you want, to sell something that's real popular and everybody wants, and you don't want to sell that, right? This guy had a great idea. I like that idea. But too many people would want it. It would be too popular. We couldn't make enough, so forget it. We're not going to do it. The Supremes, I Hear a Symphony. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new.
Supremes, I Hear a Symphony, 8:39 at WRJN. We are proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show Info Station this year. Thousands of cars built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home July 22nd through the 27th. And there'll be all kinds of events going on like cruises, swap meets, and the big car show Saturday the 26th at Kennedy Park. More details are coming soon on the air and online at WRJN.com. WRJN's coverage is sponsored by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anya's Auto Repair, diagnose, fix, done, and the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. What an event, and I'm glad to be a part of it. WRJN, right?
Can't you tell by the way I run? Hey.
The Stone Ponies, that's Linda Ronstadt. They're in Drum, 843 at WRJN. All right, you should probably check out photos of the Airbnb before you rent it. An assistant professor at Berkeley posted a photo of his Airbnb in London. It was just a bathroom with a bed in it. Well, at least it's going to be a short walk in the middle of the night when you got to go, huh?
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Little old lady from Pasadena, 846 at WRJN. Every movie star has a story to tell. When Tiffany Haddish, big movie star, was homeless, she used to crash weddings for free food. She'd have a few drinks and actually give a speech, even though she didn't know anybody there. Everybody probably said, oh, she's nice. Is that your cousin or my cousin? Yeah.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order. Made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Field & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Field & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. An online test that supposedly tells your mental age is a big hit on TikTok right now. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with your IQ. It's all about how mature or immature you are compared to other people your own age. You can try it out yourself on a website called A Real Me. See, I wouldn't take it because I'd be terrified that I'd fail. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, Love It, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
oh baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, no, no. No, 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 no.
Tell her no, 855 at WRJN. How about some car news to wrap up the show this morning? A company in Germany unveiled a new car upgrade called Easy Turn that lets your front wheels turn 80 degrees to make parallel parking a lot easier. 80 degrees, 90 degrees would be sideways, so it's a little less than that. And I don't know if you like your fanny hot in the seat or not, but heated seats in your BMW are available, but you might have to pay $18 a month. That's right. It's a subscription fee to keep the seat warm in the wintertime. That's the bad news. The good news is they're not doing it in the U.S. just yet. 8:55. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Dan Marcus coming up next, and Kurt Bowman right here at WRJN. Right now, here's Donovan.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. We'll be right back.
They call it mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
Yellow.
Saffron. Yeah. I'm just mad about her. I'm just mad about her saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me mellow yellow.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Fire tore through an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts last night.
My heart goes out to the families, those who were injured, and especially the 9 who lost their lives.
Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon says at least 30 people were injured. Many had to be carried out because they couldn't walk. When police and firefighters arrived on the scene, officials say some Gabriel House residents were hanging out of windows, begging to be saved. Rescuers broke down doors to enter the smoke-filled building about 20 miles southeast of Providence. Fall River Mayor Paul Coogan.
It's horrible. I mean, it's this kind of thing you don't want in the middle of July, Sunday night, and the city explodes around a tragedy like this.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. Extreme heat and dry conditions are fueling fires burning out of control in 11 states in the West, one of them in the Grand Canyon National Park. CBS's Ian Lee reports from Tempe, Arizona.
Roaring through the North Rim, the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. Originally built in the 1920s, it was rebuilt in the 1930s after a fire.
As Russia steps up airstrikes, President Trump is expected to announce new arms sales for Ukraine today. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
Returning to the White House last night, the president said he